Hi everyone, this is Sherry from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is a part of the Child Behavior Collection. It's titled Child Behavior Problems and Solutions and is written by me, Sherry Medini. Throughout my experience in the mental health field and my experience as a parent, I have learned skills that have been very helpful in both recognizing child behavior problems and solutions for those concerns. One of the key practical parenting tips that I have is a concept that can be applied in many situations for a wide age range of kids. This parenting advice for improving child behavior and ultimately reducing those parent-child conflicts can be boiled down to this: explain your why. My son is and always has been a very strong-willed, determined boy. He is kind, he is patient, and he is respectful, but he's also very logical, inquisitive, and determined. From a young age, people would comment about how he is a little lawyer who could get them to come around and see his side of the debate. I learned fairly quickly that if I had a good reason for the things that I was asking him to do, he would happily do them. If he saw something as pointless, or if he had a better way of doing things, he would fight for his opinion endlessly. So instead of turning each day into a power struggle, I reflected on things a bit. The conclusions that I came to are things that I think can be beneficial to any parent-child relationship, regardless of the age of the child or their personality type. My first thing is, I should have well thought out reasons behind my rules. When I coached gymnastics, we had a rule that the kids always needed to land on their feet or their seat. Why? This was a huge safety issue. Flopping on their bellies or diving headfirst into the foam pit could cause serious injury. Some coaches got mad at the kids and simply yelled at them to land on their feet or their bottom over and over again. But if I had someone who was purposefully trying to bend the rule, it would take the time to explain it to them. If you land on your belly in the foam pit, it is too soft and your back will bend too far, which could really hurt you. If you land on your head, even in the foam pit, it is not like a swimming pool. You could seriously hurt your neck by doing that. I want you to have fun, and that means that I have to make sure you stay safe. Some examples of practical parenting rules along those same guidelines include the following examples, because sometimes the reasons behind your rules might be a little less clear, even to you, but typically there is a good reason for the things that I tell my kids. You need to be kind to your friends so that they will want to play with you. We need to brush your teeth so that they don't start to hurt. You need to pick up your toys so that they don't get stepped on and broken or lost. You need to eat your food now so that your belly doesn't get hungry while we're at the park. We need to go to bed so that we aren't grouchy and tired tomorrow. Usually when we look for it, there is a good reason that we're asking our kids to do these things. And if we can't think of a good reason, then maybe that thing shouldn't be a rule. The other thing that's tricky here is taking the time to explain your reasoning to your children. When my son was upset that he had to go to school 5 days a week when he was starting kindergarten, and he knew his little brother only went to preschool 2 days a week, I explained how it's a law that children who go to public school have to go 5 days a week. I explained that we could get in trouble if he missed too many days of school. And I also explained that when his brother gets to be his age, he will also be going 5 days a week. My son had drawn the conclusion that I was choosing to send him 5 days a week, that it was me trying to get a break from him, that I could keep him home, but I just didn't want to. He got the impression that I preferred little brother to him because I wasn't making little brother go to school 5 days a week. And this was causing a rift in our mother-son relationship. I was seeing him act out behaviorally because of this. It was so important for me to be able to explain to him, I love spending time with him, and that we are simply following someone else's rules. We also want to take the time to explain things to our kids, which can be tough. It can be hard to take that time to explain these things to your children, especially when it seems like such a minor thing. like putting on shoes before leaving the house. When we would be heading out the door and my son needed to put his shoes on, I didn't always feel like explaining why he had to wear shoes, right? I just wanted him to put them on so we could leave. But taking that time to logically explain the reasons that we wear shoes, like we don't want to step on anything ouchy, we don't want our feet to get cold or dirty. When we go to a store, we're actually required to wear shoes. And by explaining those things, I was able to prevent future battles over the same issue. The more that you explain your reasoning, the more it becomes a habit. It's now second nature for me to be thinking through my why before asking something of my children. And on the other hand, my children learn the reasons behind the rules so that there doesn't have to be an explanation every time. Because ultimately, children should learn how to make their own decisions. I'm grateful that my kids stand up for themselves and challenge me from time to time. I'm glad that they think for themselves. Because I feel like a big reason that I take the time to explain my why to my children is that I want them to be able to make decisions for themselves. I won't always be around to tell them what to do. They're both in elementary school now, and I'm not there during recess when it's free play and they're making their own decisions. I'm not there for every moment of their day anymore. So giving them a glimpse into my thought processes allows them to learn to make similar decisions for themselves. It allows them to be more independent. It gives them leadership skills. It builds their confidence. There are many rules that exist for the well-being and safety of our kids and for those around them. And I want my children to understand the gravity of those rules and the risks of breaking them. However, I don't want my children to just blindly follow the rules. As they grow up, they will be surrounded by more and more people, aside from their parents, that will be telling them what to do. These could be ill-intending peers or even adults, and I don't want my children to simply obey for the sake of obeying. I want my children to know their own why behind their actions so that they can thrive in their own unique way. For more parenting content, be sure to check out adorethem.com, where each week we feature a new collection of content around a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.